It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. Okay? He lives in us by the presence of the Holy Spirit. Okay? Christ lives in me, and the life which I now live, okay, here's my activities of life. There are the things I've got to go through, cooking and sewing and cleaning house and doing this and doing that. Where did sewing come in? Just all the things that we've got to do in life, here they all are, and I'm doing it. Okay. Now, and the life which I now live in, now meaning now that I'm saved, now that I'm a new creature, I now live in the flesh, that's in this body on earth, I live by faith of the Son of God. And the faith of the Son of God is in the Holy Spirit, who loved me and delivered himself up for me. Look at 2 Corinthians. Go back here to 2 Corinthians a moment. Let's just look at another one that comes to mind. Chapter 5. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And in there we see, he says, okay, yeah, verse 14. For the love of Christ, and here's that love issue, the force of love, controls us. Okay, now, here's what we're talking about. All I do is walk, what? I walk with this rest of faith. I'm just resting my faith in the Spirit. He pours in spiritual love. Romans 5:5. He pours in. He pours in spiritual love. Spiritual love now takes control. It reposes. When it's in control, it reposes all of these things. Love is not jealous, boasting, arrogant, none of these things. Love is not that. It reposes all of these things. It's in control now. And so all of the wonderful things of love start coming through. Okay, so let's continue. For the love of Christ controls us, having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died. And he died for all, that they who live, that's us living on earth, should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf. Therefore, from now on, we recognize no man according to the flesh, even though we have known Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. People, we do not, you know, I know there are Christians that if Paul, probably when he said it here, that if Paul were to say this today, they would jump all over him like he's mocking Christ when he says this. We know him no longer in the flesh. In other words, we don't follow Jesus in the flesh anymore. We're going to walk by faith in the Spirit. He is going to manifest Christ in us. Therefore, in verse 16 he says, though we have known him, Christ according to the flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. We don't know him according to the flesh. How do you and I know Jesus Christ? We know Jesus Christ by the work of the Holy Spirit, born in spiritual love, and we start seeing him come through us. Alright, just continue reading. Therefore, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creature, born from above. Old things passed away, behold, new things have come. Now all these things are from God, who reconciled us to himself through the person of Christ. Remember, this is what Christ is all about, to bring us